Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Just when you think the media has stopped picking on the timber companies, there goes the North Coast Journal with a cover story stirring up yesterday's dust. This time, they had a relatively new journalist poking the hornet's nest. It really wasn't fair to expect a new and mostly inexperienced journalist to grasp the big picture of a decades-old war. But who else would naively accept the assignment and wade into the murky and brackish water? I feel bad for someone who thinks they can write a balanced piece with a new eye on the topic. I don't think it can be done. I've read comments on the online version of the story, and of course the eco-extremists are not pleased because she didn't go far enough bashing Green Diamond. As for me, I feel the exact opposite. If I were to comment, I'd say she was bamboozled by EPIC and the North Coast Environmental Center. When, oh when, will journalists get that EPIC and the NEC are not timber experts? In fact, it's a blatant conflict of interest for them to comment at all in a so-called news piece about timber. They raise money by bashing the timber industry, and if they don't have a cause, they don't have money. They are grant-writing machines trying to keep their jobs, and she played right into their hands. Third-party real scientists with no skin in the game would have been more appropriate. To write a piece about forestry sustainability and attain universal agreement from our county, I think would be impossible. Getting green certification from various official agencies is more than enough for some and not nearly enough for others. We know the forestry industry is heavily regulated by state agencies, and companies are not able to just go out and do whatever they want when harvesting timber. They have to follow strict laws. You can always spot a new person to the industry when they fall for the misinformation and misguided connotation that has been given to the word clear-cut. It's not evil, it's not bad, it's actually good timber practice the way California supervises them. Our clear cuts are not the ridge-to-ridge cuts that happen in Oregon. I can't help but eye roll at the article and the machine behind it. In my opinion, the journal has its own agenda, and it has nothing to do with news. All you have to do is read the publisher's editorials about our supervisors to know that. To add insult to injury, the writer, with the editor's blessing, uses the word reoccurring in the article. Come on, haven't you listened to any of my comments? There is no such word as reoccurring. It's recurring. It's hard to take that kind of journalism seriously, but then I don't consider it real journalism. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.